Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. As visitors gather in Medora this weekend for the opening of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, many will remember Theodore Roosevelt as a president, conservationist, and statesman. Yet only his most enduring contributions in North Dakota came long before his presidency. As a cattle rancher in the Badlands, Roosevelt helped organize some of the state's earliest cattle producers, laying the foundation for an organized cattle industry that continues today. In 1884, Roosevelt called a meeting of area cattlemen at the Medora Depot to organize what became the Badlands Livestock Association, later renamed the Little Missouri River Stockmen's Association. Stockmen traveled from throughout western Dakota Territory and eastern Montana, recognizing the need for a united effort to protect their herds, reduce livestock theft, and improve livestock management. Among those selected during the first meeting was John Goodall. Decades later, Goodall would become one of the founders of the NDSA, providing a direct connection between Roosevelt's early efforts and the organization that continues to represent the state's cattle producers today. Roosevelt often credited his Badlands experience with changing the course of his life. His well-known reflection, "I would not have been president had it not been for my experience in North Dakota," speaks not only on the personal resilience he developed on the frontier, but also to the lessons he learned about leadership, responsibility, and community. The Little Missouri River Stockmen's Association was ultimately short-lived. The devastating winter of 1886 through 1887, remembered as one of the harshest winters in Western history, decimated open-range cattle herds across the Northern Plains. Like many ranching operations of the era, this association could not survive the losses. Subsequent organizations, including the Stock Growers Association formed in 1892 and the Livestock Association of North Dakota organized in 1899, continued the effort to unite state's cattle producers. While each inevitably dissolved amid economic hardship, drought, or severe winters, they established traditions of cooperation that would culminate in the successful formation of the NDSA in 1929. Today, nearly a century after the NDSA's founding, Roosevelt's belief in cattle producers working together remains as relevant as ever, said NDSA President Randy Schmidt. As a new presidential library welcomes visitors to the Badlands, it offers an opportunity to remember that Theodore Roosevelt's legacy extends beyond politics. In North Dakota, he was first a rancher whose belief in cooperation helped shape an enduring tradition among the state's cattle producers, one that continues more than 140 years later. For 97 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk. I wish you all a happy and safe 4th of July weekend.